Michigan's Attorney General will announce criminal charges Wednesday against two state regulators and a Flint employee, alleging wrongdoing related to the city's lead tanker crisis, according to government officials familiar with the investigation. The charges, the first levied in a probe that is expected to broaden, will be filed against a pair of State Department of Environmental Quality officials and a local water treatment plant supervisor, two officials told the Associated Press late Tuesday. They spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss the investigation publicly. The felony and misdemeanor charges include violating Michigan's drinking water law, official misconduct, destruction of utility property, and evidence tampering, according to one official. For nearly 18 months after Flint's water source was switched while the city was under state financial management, residents drank and bathed with improperly treated water that coursed through aging pipes and fixtures, releasing toxic lead. Republican Governor Rick Snyder announced in October that the city would return from the Flint River to its earlier source of treated water, the Detroit Municipal System. But by that time, dangerously high levels of the toxic metal had been detected in the blood of some residents, including children, for whom it can cause lower IQs and behavioral problems. The city has been under a state of emergency for more than 4 months, and people there are using filters and bottled water. In January, Republican Attorney General Bill Schuette opened an investigation and appointed a special counsel to lead the probe because his office also is defending Snyder and others in lawsuits filed over the water crisis. The state investigation team has more than 20 outside attorneys and investigators and a budget of $1.5 million. Schuette, Genesee County Prosecutor David Layton, Special Counsel Todd Flood, and other investigators scheduled a news conference for Wednesday afternoon in Flint to make a significant announcement, according to an advisory distributed to the media. A spokesman for Schuette's office declined comment Tuesday night. In addition to the lead contamination, outside experts have also suggested a link between the Flint River and a deadly Legionnaires' disease outbreak. There were at least 91 cases, including 12 deaths, across Genesee County, which contains Flint, during a 17-month period. That represents a five-fold increase over what the county averaged before. The failure to deploy lead corrosion controls after the city's switch to the Flint River is considered a catastrophic mistake. The DEQ has acknowledged misreading federal regulations and wrongly telling the city that the chemicals were not needed. State officials were slow to respond to experts and residents' concerns. After the crisis broke open, DEQ Director Dan Wyant and the department's communications director Brad Werfel resigned. Snyder announced the firing of Leanne Schechter-Smith, the former chief of the DEQ's Office of Drinking Water and Municipal Assistance. A district supervisor in the office, Stephen Bush, is on paid leave after being suspended earlier. Mike Prisby, a district engineer, recently took another job in the agency. A supervisor at Flint's water plant, Mike Lasco, testified at a legislative hearing that Prisby told him phosphate was not needed to prevent lead corrosion from pipes until after a year of testing. Susan Hedman, the director of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Chicago-based Midwest office, also resigned. This article posted by David Eggert for the Associated Press in Lansing, Michigan.